information on reporting a hate-motivated crime and finding support in New Zealand. Adapted in 2024 by Accessible Formats Service Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. There are two logos at the top of the page. On the left, Te Kāwanatanga o Aotearoa, New Zealand's government, and on the right, New Zealand Police. Information on reporting a hate-motivated crime and finding support in New Zealand. What is a hate-motivated crime? There are currently no specific offences called hate crime in New Zealand law, but you should always tell police if you think you or another person or group were targeted because of your race, religion, gender identity, sexuality, age, disability, or any other part of your identity. For a hate-motivated crime to have occurred, there are two things that must have happened. One, a crime must have been committed, for example, an assault, damage to property, or threatening behaviour. And two, a reason the crime was committed is because of hate, bias, or prejudice towards the victim's race, religion, gender, sexuality, disability, age, or any other part of their identity. What is a hate-motivated incident? This is when something happens to you that was motivated by hate that was not okay. But it is also not illegal. If you are unsure if your report will be considered a crime, you should still report it. What can you do? If you suspect that you, a person you know, or a group is being targeted because of their race, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, age, disability, or any part of their identity, it is important to support, record, and report. Hate can be seen in a range of behaviours, from hurtful name-calling to threats, harassment, online abuse, criminal damage, assault, and sexual violence. These acts are intended to cause harm or fear to the person or persons and wider communities just because of who they are. Reporting reduces the harm caused by hate by capturing the bigger picture of how hate is affecting our country. This enables agencies to track and prevent behaviours, as well as provide support to those affected. 1. Support. Make sure that you and any other affected people are in a safe place, away from the offender. If you are a witness, make it clear that the person or persons affected are not alone and that you are there to support them. 2. Record it. Any evidence recorded or preserved from the incident could be important if there is an investigation. If it is possible to do so safely, you can A. Record a video or take photos of the incident. B. Preserve any physical evidence. C. Write down details of the time, location, and people or descriptions of people involved. 3. Report it. You can report directly to an agency or tell the nearest person in authority or a responsible person. This could be a bus driver, security guard, or reception desk. You can also tell someone you trust who can support and help you report the incident. Call 111 if someone is in danger. Information on where to report. We understand talking about these events may be difficult. There are many options for you to report and find support, including where you can speak up safely and anonymously. Police. If someone is in danger or an incident is happening now, call 111 immediately. If an incident has already happened and no one is in immediate danger, call 105 or report it online at www.105.police.govt.nz. For calling 105, if you are deaf, hard of hearing, deafblind, speech impaired or find it hard to talk, you can use the New Zealand Relay Service, www.nzrelay.co.nz. Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers is an independent charity that offers a safe and anonymous option to speak up and report. They can pass the information you provide onto the correct organisation and want to understand what you know, not who you are. Visit www.crimestoppers-nz.org/report or call 0800 555 111 to talk to an experienced call taker. NetSafe. NetSafe is New Zealand's independent, non-profit online safety organisation. You can report issues including online abuse, bullying and harassment. Visit www.netsafe.org.nz/report. The Department of Internal Affairs, Countering Violent Extremism Online. The Digital Violent Extremism team at DIA is responsible for keeping New Zealanders safe from online harm by responding to and preventing the spread of objectionable material that promotes or encourages violent extremism. Visit www.dia.govt.nz/countering-violent-extremism. Te Kahui Tika Tangata Human Rights Commission. The Human Rights Commission offers a free, confidential service to help with inquiries and complaints about unlawful discrimination, sexual and racial harassment, and harmful speech. Visit www.tikatangata.org.nz or call 0800 496 877. CERT NZ. CERT NZ responds to cybersecurity threats in New Zealand. They support people affected by cybersecurity incidents and provide information and advice. Visit www.cert.govt.nz/report. Information on where you can find support. You never have to feel like you're alone. There is always support available. Mental health support. There are a range of resources and services available to help, including phone and online services and information, and face-to-face support. Depression Helpline. Call 0800 111 757, text 4202. Visit www.depression.org.nz. 1737, call or text 1737. Visit www.1737.org.nz. Suicide Crisis Helpline. Call 0508 TOTOKO, 0508 828 865. The Lowdown. Call 0800 111 757. Text 5626. Visit www.thelowdown.co.nz. Lifeline. Call 0800 Lifeline, 0800 543354. Text HELP or 4357. Victim support. If you are the victim of a crime or incident, no matter how serious, support is available. Victim support can help you deal with any emotional and practical effects of the crime or incident and provide information to help you understand the legal process. Visit www.victimsupport.org.nz. Community support. Neighbourhood support. Works with police to bring neighbourhoods together to create safe, resilient and connected communities. Visit www.neighbourhoodsupport.co.nz or call 0800 4 Neighbours, 0800 463 444. Police Liaison Officers. Iwi Liaison Officers play an important role in navigating cultural issues and work to improve police relationships with Māori. Ethnic liaison officers working in communities throughout the country, they listen to your concerns and work to improve safety in your communities. Police liaison officers enhance and develop relationships with Pacific communities. Diversity liaison officers provide liaison between police and people in our community who identify as LGBTQIA+. To contact your local liaison officer, visit www.police.govt.nz/contact-us/local-contacts. To access this document, visit www.govt.nz/hate-resource.